Hello everyone and welcome to the Holistic Podcast, where we speak about everything that encompasses every pillar of our health and well-being. The physical, mental, emotional, spiritual and energetic body, and everything in between. I'm your host, Tawna Woods, holistic coach, personal trainer and yin yoga teacher, passionately sharing knowledge, teachings with myself and industry experts to help support you in gathering tools to empower you to live your best life.
I felt like doing my first ever solo podcast. I feel like I needed the first seven or eight episodes over the past year to connect with others. I guess it was a way of helping me gain my confidence and gain my confidence with it, and then to remember that I am able to and have the power to speak how I feel and what feels true on my own. And it's important that I do that every now and then. And I've noticed over the last couple of years from different experiences that I've gone through and how much wisdom that gifts me. I'm incredibly grateful for every experience that I've perceived as bad at the time or challenging. And I see now, and I always see on the other side, that they were my greatest gifts. And it has filled me with so much gratitude for those experiences, because it allows me to have a perspective shift and to see the experience for what it was, but with gratitude, and to learn the lessons from what they were to change and grow and evolve. And for me, as I've always kind of talked about, that evolution of self has been one of my biggest drivers, not only for myself, but for future generations, essentially, for my daughter, and this is not only for her, but then that then outflows to her children and so on and so on. Just reflecting on exactly what I just touched on is when we go through a challenging time or something that we can't understand why it has happened, our mind is going to do or come up with many different stories. Stories to try and make sense of what has happened. And those stories all come from our past experiences. And our past experiences create a perception and a lens on the world that is unique to our own experience. So what I mean by that is, if someone else had the exact same experience, but they have been through different things in their past and how it affected them, so the stress of the situation, it's not about the event, it's about how the event affected the body. So what the stress did to the body and how it decided to cope with it. So that will allow each individual to perceive an experience differently. It's just like how they say that there's siblings and they have the same upbringing, they go through a lot of the same things, but they're completely different. It's because they've perceived things in a different way. So what I'm trying to say here is, if we can trust that everything is happening to us, is actually happening for us, so that already is a perspective shift. We came here to learn and to grow, and every experience that we have if we choose to, we can learn and take the wisdom from it. So I think it's also about having absolute faith and trust that everything is happening and unfolding exactly as it should and leading us to exactly where we need to go. So can we trust this without the resistance that comes along with the quote-unquote bad that we've perceived? Because the truth is, what we perceive as good and what we perceive as bad is actually no different from one another. It is simply how we as an individual perceive it. That may not make any sense at all, but over time, it will. And I like to use nature as one of my greatest teachers. If we witness nature, it's teaching us the truth every day that everything that arises has to pass away. Everything. And that everything is constantly changing. Everything. So if something that we perceive as good happens, and that which will then in turn give us blissful sensations within our body. So it might feel really, really, really warm within our body, or it might be a nice free flow of energy without any blockages or any stuckness. And can we sit with that and enjoy that as it is in the moment? Because remembering that that too will change. So the events that happen that we perceive as bad and are really hard, and when we're deep within them, we just don't see a way out. We don't see or remember that it will change. So we attach ourselves to that bad experience and we cling on to it, rather than actually just surrendering and remembering that it will change and pass. Just like when it rains, yeah, it rains for a while, but then the rain stops and then the sun comes out, right? Or it's just when it's sunny and it's beautiful and you enjoy that sun on your skin, but then it starts raining and the clouds come in and it goes grey. But that also changes, right? So the exact same thing happens within our bodies. So every experience that we have, every emotion that we have, is in our bodies. And our body's always communicating us with sensation. So every emotion is related to a sensation that the body then shares with us. So if we're able to surrender to the good and enjoy it while it's there, and then surrender to the, I don't like using good or bad, but that's an easy way to try to put words to what I'm trying to say, then we allow ourselves to be in a state of flow and balance. So notice when things are really, really good and you cling on to it and you love it because it feels so good, it's so blissful. It's a free flow of energy. And we don't want it to change, right? And then as soon as the bad comes along, it's like pushed away. It's resisted. There's contraction. Massive contraction in the body. Notice that. Notice the urge for the body to want to go inward, to go smaller, to hide, to run. When it's a good thing, a good event, a good situation, notice in your body the expansion, the openness, in the pull towards that thing. So if we can do our best to not attach to either of them, and we just let everything be as it is, without trying to change or manipulate it, we can free ourselves from suffering and the mind, the stories of the mind. Because the stories of the mind are coming simply from past experiences which create stories. And we attach to those stories. And then what that does, if we don't just let them flow through, in the present moment, which is very cliche for me to say this, but the only moment we actually have, when you're in the present, there's no fear, there's no anxiety. There's actually just joy. When we attach and we see in the present moment, we can confuse past experiences in our bodies to think that in the present it's happening again, when it's just a story from the past and the mind telling you to try and keep you safe. That's its job, the ego's job, to try and keep you safe. But if we can actually see things for what they really are, without attachment, that gives us freedom. And I know it's easier said than done to let go of attachment to things. Because when we attach to things, we're making meaning. Or when we're trying to find our self in something external from us. So you might relate to this in the theme of maybe you've been attached to a past partner, or a past, you know, a friend that your relationship's ended, or even a job, an identity of self. Notice when we attach to those and we make it mean something about our worth and our self. Notice that you're not going to find meaning of self in anything external from you. Because know that within yourself you are already and always were perfectly whole and complete without anything external. Because nothing external can give you freedom or wholeness. So once we find peace within ourselves and to understand that we are worthy as exactly as we are, because notice past experiences can that happen that make us possibly question our worth or if we're good enough or making it about everything about the other rather than ourselves. And remember that anything that happens in our lives, whether it be you lose a job, you lose a friend, you lose a relationship, remember that it's all happening exactly as it should, and that none of it, the ending, however it played out, actually has nothing to do with you. Nothing to do with you. But we make it about us. We try and make meaning of it. But if we actually understand and remember that we are a whole perfect being as we are, then anything, any choice that anyone else makes external from us for themselves is for the highest good of all. And it's for what they need. and it's actually serving you and leading you exactly to where you're supposed to be and who you're supposed to be with. So I think we can attach to these endings as like really really low points in our lives, possibly. Possibly that's the perspective, right? But actually, can you trust that those endings, let's relate it to a relationship, are actually creating freedom and setting you free for exactly what is meant for you? And having full trust in that. And I'll go back to the nature analogy. And to it teaching us things every day. Is that, can you imagine, so if we're looking at the feminine and the masculine, or the male and the female, think about that. Say if the egg, let's look at the egg. The egg doesn't chase the sperm, right? The sperm chases the egg. So the woman sits in her fullness and her full expression and her full beauty, not needing to do anything. She just sits there and she radiates all her beauty from within. And she trusts that what is for her will come. So energetically, even if there's other women, for example, that are going after a man that you want, or they're trying to manipulate something or someone, know that that will not affect or change the path in which is for you. We can't miss what is for us, no matter what. It's all perfect. Another example is the flower and a bee, right? So the flower sits there in its fullness, all open and beautiful. And then the bee lands on the flower. It comes to the flower that it's attracted to, and it lands there, and it sits there, and it pollinates it. And another example is the deer doesn't chase the hunter, doesn't run towards it, right? So that just goes against the flow of nature and evolution. So these examples are more of a explanation into trust and surrender. Trust and surrender to what is, and that what is for you will not pass you by, even when we think that it will. Because you can't do or say the wrong thing. Because we're constantly going to be going around triggering people throughout our lives, and people will be constantly triggering us as well. That's what happens. These are all lessons. We can take these triggers as lessons and catalysts to heal things within us that need to be healed. Rather than blaming and projecting onto the other person, can we thank them and use it as a gift? Be like, thank you, you've revealed to me what is within me that I've still not dealt to myself. It's a gift. And a trigger, when we're triggered internally, it feels really icky. Like it feels almost like, for me, I notice it as like an almost like anger within my body, or not anger, that wouldn't, like a
real reaction of frustration and like wanting to get them away from me as fast as I can. Most like blaming and projecting them onto them for revealing a trigger. But really it's from my past experience that has allowed this trigger to come up. Something I've experienced in either my childhood usually or in a more recent time that's reminded me of another experience. So it's not the person's fault that they've triggered you. They've just triggered something from your past that's still living alive within your body that needs to come up to be felt, to be let go of. It's like the old saying goes, feel it to heal it. So can we shift the perspective? It's all about perspective shifts today. Is that thank you person for triggering me. Thank you so much. This is a gift because I've actually been carrying around this heaviness within my body. It's like, I like to think about it like you've had a backpack on your back and it's been full of rocks. Because subconsciously, whether it's conscious or subconscious, most of the time subconscious, we're carrying this pain or this discomfort in our body. So that might even show up as pain in the body, tension in the body. Tension in the body equals tension in the mind. So like a lot of, say, tight shoulders or stomach pain or inability to sleep well or inability to lose weight or inability to gain weight, whatever the thing is, whatever the symptom is. But if we actually, because the body's speaking in those symptoms, so if we can face and feel and just surrender to quote unquote what we quote as we attach to a uncomfortable feeling or emotional memory in the body. But actually once you feel it and let it go, you're free and you've released, you've dropped some rocks out of your backpack and your backpack's lighter. Then with that release of emotion and the emptying of the backpack, notice how there's more spaciousness. There's actually more clarity. With that spaciousness, because you've released heaviness, you allow more clarity, and with more clarity, there's more energy. There's more energy to do the things that you want to do. Clarity on the path that you're supposed to walk on. Because with all these different things that we cloud our mind and our body down with, it shows up as tiredness and blockages and no motivation. And I'm reflecting on this as well because I've had some incredible sessions lately with some great practitioners which have revealed to me why I've had certain symptoms in my body. And as soon as I've dealt to the emotion and done that emotional release, now I have so much energy to walk forward on my path and to do the things that light me up and my purpose and what I'm supposed to be doing, free from the noise. So I hope that this has given a little bit of inspiration. I think working with a lot of clients in the past too, there's always been a lot of resistance and fear around when different, you know, not wanting to look at our stuff or not being ready because we think we've created another story in our mind that it's going to be really hard and really painful. But actually, how do we know that? Unless we face it. And I think when I started to learn to face my shit instead of stuffing it down and with different distractions and whatever else, when I actually faced and did the hard thing and went against the stories that I've created about how scary it will be and how hard it will be and how I won't cope, actually I realized that they were just that, a story in my mind about how I perceived that it was going to be. But actually it was far from the truth. There was a little bit of discomfort, but then on the other side of the discomfort is the freedom.
the freedom and the liberation, and it's almost like a really natural high, and then I get addicted to the natural highs, which don't like that I actually just automatically use the word addicted, because that's not healthy to be attached to any kind of thing, whether it be healing or exercise or good food, whatever the addiction is, even if it's considered a good thing, rather than being addicted to alcohol or drugs or sex or scrolling, or just because healing different wounds or exercising or eating healthy is considered a really good, positive thing. But if we do anything to excess or used as a vice to distract, we become imbalanced, and eventually with that attachment and using something to excess, everything crumbles around us, and it doesn't matter what it is that you're using. You will become out of balance. And when things are out of balance, because there's too much energy on a certain thing, external from us, it can crumble. So it goes back full circle. Can we just go with the flow of life, process what comes along as it comes? Trust the flow of life, trust the flow of nature without resistance. I know it's easier said than done. Final analogy for this chat is if we visualize a river, you're watching a river, and it's going to flow, and it's going to come into obstacles. So it's going to come into things like tree branches, rocks, maybe dams. And it finds a way to go around those things, right? So it's temporarily got a bit of a blockage, and it's slowed down. And it might feel like a lot of resistance and discomfort for the river, but then it finds its way around it, and it continues to flow. And it'll flow really nice and smooth for a while, and then it'll come up to another barrier along the way. So then what does it do? It finds its way around it. It doesn't stop flowing, does it? If it stopped flowing altogether, what would happen? It would explode, and everything around it's the banks of the river would implode, and it would just be a disaster. So it's no different to the human body. If we resist and we stuff down for too long, what's going to happen? Eventually, where's it going to go? It's got to go somewhere. So it's healthier just to let it flow, and little bits come out along the way. Without too much pressure and too much force, think about it like dipping your toes into the water rather than diving in, but trusting all these things are coming up to teach us something, if we choose to take the lesson. And you'll keep getting the same lesson over and over again until you learn it, so in different forms. And it takes doing something different to what we're used to and what's familiar, and leaning into the discomfort rather than going to what feels familiar, because that's what feels good to us, but it may not necessarily mean it's a good thing, right? It's just because it feels familiar doesn't mean it's good. And that leads me to that. My last thing is doing a lot of work over the last couple of years around, you know, patterns and beliefs, and running into the same experience and being like, why am I in the same thing again? I thought I'd doubt to this, or, you know, I'm sick of my own shit. I'm sick of my own patterns that aren't serving me and aren't allowing me to live my most fulfilled life. So I've created a new offering which has changed my life, working with a psychologist, Pia, that I've just done my previous podcast episode with, around the subconscious mind and bridging the two, the conscious and the subconscious. So she's got the gift of allowing the subconscious mind to speak so we can reveal what is blocking us and holding us back from living our best life. So if any of this rings true to you, or why you might, for example, self-sabotage, if you come into, say if you start an exercise program and you do it for 2 weeks and then you're like, oh nah, just stop, or you eat really well for a week and then you start eating 3 blocks of chocolate in that next week and you're like, why, I had such good intentions. There's something behind it, there's something deeper, and remember, it's not your fault that subconsciously these things are sabotage, you're self-sabotaging you. Not your fault. Have peace in mind knowing that, but there is a way out. So please reach out if you'd like to come on to the 30-day transformation with myself and Pia. We work together to help you. Yeah, hope you enjoyed this yarn for your Thursday afternoon. And please reach out if anything got sparked or there's more curiosity there, because I love to talk about it. Thank you, and we'll see you next time.
If you enjoyed this episode, hit like and subscribe, or please share it with someone you feel would benefit from hearing it too. My mission is to empower others to be the best version of themselves they can be. The more this content is shared, the more likely it is to help others on their journey. If you're wanting more resources, please head to my website at www.wanakabody.co.nz, where you can find my coaching options, blog, Instagram, and Facebook pages for any other assistance you may need. Last but not least, I want to thank you for showing up to listen to what I have to share, and most importantly, for showing up for yourself. See you next time.